The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions, and Dan is not here today. Dan is on vacation, and it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Dan, if you're listening. And last week was his wife Charlie's birthday, so happy birthday to Charlie. And you're listening to us on, well, it's Tuesday, August 16, 2011, and this is Volume 1, Chapter 25 of the R&D Radio Show. And you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at www.1110wccmam.com. And if you're shy and you want to email us, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. Today, my guests today are, it was originally going to be the four of seven sisters, but it's the three of seven sisters, one of those being my wife, Joanne.
Hi there. Nice to see you.
Speak up.
Gotta speak up.
Hi there. And while I have Joanne, first one, it's her birthday Saturday, so happy birthday coming Saturday.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Charlie. Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan. And Jackson's birthday was last Friday, yep. My grandson.
Wow.
Okay. So what is the four of seven sisters? Well, we're going to be discussing growing up in a large family. Ooh. We have Judith. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning.
And we have Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning. So that's three of the seven.
See, you're surrounded by women today.
That's all my sister-in-laws.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, I just want you to have on standby 911 in case you have to wheel me out of here this morning, because this could be a suicide.
No problem.
We'll see what goes on. Yeah. And we also have with us this morning, as always, the great Bruce Arnold, the Hall of Famer. And the sisters that aren't here, let me just recognize them. Sister number one, who is the oldest, would be Ellen, who is in California. And then Kathy would be next, who's at work. And then the next one would be
Mary,
who's in Texas.
Wow.
Probably with the heat wave.
Yeah.
And the youngest who is in here right now, which is Gina, which is would be the seventh sister. There was a total of eight in the family. There was eight children in my wife's family.
Imagine.
And the oldest brother, Jimmy, has passed away. But the sisters are still alive and kicking and making their presence known wherever they are.
Yep.
And if you want to give us a call, as we're talking, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 978-687-8005. Toll free, you can reach us at 877-687-8005. We'll try to answer any of your questions. As always, you can listen to any of our broadcast on our podcast anytime at www.boopa.com/blog. Click on the R&D Radio Show link, and you can hear any of our podcasts from all of our shows that have been on the air. So let's start this morning. You want me to start with the oldest, Joanne, my wife Joanne, who we've been together now how many years?
Too many.
She lost count.
Let me see.
Is it 37 years?
37.
Wow. 37 years of a life sentence. That's is what I've served.
My life sentence.
And I just have to say it's one of the things that used to happen with me and my brother-in-laws was when all the sisters got together, just to let you know what would happen, there would be this invisible bubble that would form around them. And we called it the Bale Syndrome, because that was my wife's maiden name. And it was like it was impenetrable, because you could not get their attention or let them hear anything that was going on. And when my mother-in-law was alive, God bless, she was She was the most wonderful woman, and you know they would get together, and it was definitely the Bale Syndrome, because you could not break through that bubble. It was like an invisible shield. So, but they do have a lot of fun together, and one of the things we're going to talk about is I guess my first question would be to the three of you that are here, with seven girls in the house, how did you get along with one bathroom?
Not easy.
You just did it.
Was it shifts or was it?
It was quick.
It was. Not anymore. Is that that might explain why it takes so long today
for
my wife to
get her hair done?
Yeah, because now she takes all the time she wants.
No, we used to have. Mom used to give us baths all together, the three of us.
Oh, that's when we were babies. Yeah.
Yep.
And then as we grew older, Mom would be in the shower,
one
would be brushing their teeth and all
kidding.
That stuff. So yeah, we had to pretty much share it together.
So you had it down to a science.
Oh, pretty much. The poor one of the whole household was our father. With seven girls in the house and he was the only guy. I mean, I think we gave him a can.
That was before Johnny got on the spot.
Yeah, that thing.
No porta potty or anything, no?
No, not in those days.
Okay. So growing up, one of the things I always wondered, because they talk about, you know, the oldest and then the youngest and then the middle child, like most families are like 2.3 kids. Do you feel that at any point, like the first four were like one set of siblings?
Yeah, growing up in our family, it was almost like my mother had three sets of kids.
Like generations.
Yeah. Because there was a group, the four oldest, where there was from the oldest to the next oldest was 2 years, then there was 2 years, and then a year.
Something like that.
And then 4 years, and then a year and a half.
All right, get over it.
It was just like, it was almost like groups of kids. So the oldest always helped out with the youngest ones.
But the three of us,
were
the three
together.
Amigos, are always together.
The Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And today we still have as much fun as we did when we were kids.
That's right.
We do.
No, that is true, because I know, like, you guys take your sister trips together.
Yeah.
And how are those when you guys all go to, like, Florida or where else? You went to Ohio?
Rainy. It was rainy last time, too.
Now, it's funny. Now, you say that it's rainy because you guys took this week off. You're on vacation.
No,
and
I picked the best weeks for vacation.
JoJo's not picking vacations no more. We may not even let it come.
I'm going to rethink that one.
So when you guys go away, I mean, you do. I know that it's like you guys go away, you go out, and it's like everybody just kind of centers around that syndrome because you guys are just attract people.
We do.
Oh, we definitely
all we do.
Do
is laugh.
We do is laugh. Like Judy said it a few minutes ago, we're our own best audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We entertain each other.
So it's
pretty much.
We do. And everybody else, too.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Us first and then everybody else.
Yeah, but no matter where we go, no matter what we do, people want to be part of our group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people gravitate towards us.
Yeah, because we just
and we want out of the group. They want in, we want out. I don't know. Go figure.
We don't judge anybody. Everybody's good. Everybody has a good time.
So it's always, you got, at least the three of you have always been close. But I know when you've gone on your trips and, like, your sisters have come in from California and Texas and, you know, everybody gets together. It's always, I know it's reunion time, but. Again, it's the same thing. You're just laughing all the time.
That's all
we
do.
That's
all we do.
Very little sleep. Lots of drinking.
Lots of laughing.
Lots of laughing.
Bathroom time.
Lots of bathroom time.
Yeah. So it's you feel your family was close then growing up?
Always.
Oh, yep.
Wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, the thing is,
trade it for nothing.
Today, the kids have computers and... Yeah. Whatever, all the technology. We didn't. We grew up playing hopscotch, double dutch, basketball, Scrabble.
Marbles
Scrabble.
On the floor.
Yep. Scrabble. Hmm?
You had each other. You had to entertain each other because you didn't have all these electronics to entertain you.
And we still entertained
each other.
We were
not really allowed to watch a lot of TV.
No, we weren't.
No. So we had no choice but to entertain each other.
So no Three Stooges. I remember that.
No. That was a no.
No.
No Three Stooges at all. Huh?
No,
we'd try to sneak
today.
It. We'd try to sneak it.
We'd get caught.
And then the big guy would come out and shut it
up. All right. We're talking with the three sisters from a, I guess today would still be called a large family, a family of eight. I know there's families out there now with what, 17, 18 people? I just don't know how they do that. But there are, today, you don't see that many big families that that I'm aware of where you have that many children. I know there are still some out there. But if anybody has any questions about growing up in a big family, you can reach us at 978-687-8005 or 877-687-8005. Where this is WCCM, 1110 AM. And another question I have is, when it came time to, when you guys were out, when you were younger, and were your older siblings like your policemen? Were they, or were they?
Oh, yeah, they were constantly babysitting us. Yeah. I remember my older sister, Ellen, had to drag me everywhere she went.
So it was one of those where she had to take you to keep an eye on you?
Yeah.
No, no, actually, they took us so we could keep an eye on her.
Oh,
that
so
was my mother's method.
It was reverse. So your mother would send you with your older
sister. Just to make sure she wasn't doing anything wrong.
Ah, okay. Now, that's something I didn't know about, you know, your mother said, I always thought it was that the other way around, that they would always have the older one watching the little one, but I guess it can work in reverse. Now, when you all went to the same school, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
And when you, I guess one of the things when you're in school, you probably had the same teachers. Now, did they ever say to you, you're not like your sister was better, or?
No,
it was a Catholic school, and they.
Well, we were all different, naturally. Joanne was always the hell on wheels. She was the hell on wheels.
Well, what school did you go to?
Oh, I remember.
What school was
this?
We went to Fitton School in East Boston.
Okay.
We all grew up in East Boston. Yep. We went to Fitton School,
okay.
And then several of us went on to go to Fitton Central High. Mm. So we stayed in the same school from grades 1 to 12.
As I sit here, you know, eight children in the family. I mean, mentally is one thing, but financially is another.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, back then it wasn't very expensive to go to parochial school.
No, but I'm talking about in general for the whole,
right.
You know.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that was something, your mother was always working.
Oh, she always worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she actually didn't work until we were a little bit older. Yeah. She was a stay-at-home mom, and she worked when the youngest one started to get a little older, then she went to work.
Do you have something on your mind,
Jean? I remember the time Joanne was in sixth grade, and the teacher got mad with her, told her to go into the closet, and she got stuck in the bucket.
Yeah, I sat in the garbage bucket.
Is that right?
I was a little chunky then.
No.
And
the bucket was tiny.
I said, hello. And I sat in the bucket, and I couldn't get out.
Wow.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a nun in the school that was going to change the school. I mean, she was going to bring it back to the real old days, you know. And I was one of those kids that I tested everybody. Excuse me. If I had something to say, I said it.
Yeah. That's why we have so much fun.
That's great.
Nothing's changed.
No,
it hasn't.
It's fun.
She has something to say. She says it.
Love it.
Yeah.
So other than when you went out, you said you used to play hopscotch, double dutch.
Double dutch was great.
A lot of jump rope.
Yep.
So and you had a lot of friends from where you grew up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, then today the kids don't do this. Yeah. You don't see kids outside playing anything like that.
No.
Plus, you also had your cousins close by.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom pretty much raised my aunt's six children because her sister had died at a very early age. Her husband had passed away before her. So not only was she raising her own eight children, she was raising her sister's six.
So it was 14 of us.
So now it's even a bigger family,
right.
More or less.
And we're today very close
very
to cousins.
Close, yeah. They're almost like brother and sister to us, as you know, opposed to being blood relatives, cousins, whatever.
A great story.
Yeah.
We
and, you know, we
mom.
Wouldn't do it any different.
No.
If we had to go back and do it all over again, we'd do it the same way. Mm. I mean, we had a lot of fun. It was tough growing up in a large family. My mother used to say the first one up was the best dressed.
See?
It's true.
You know, we all shared clothes. And I remember my older sisters would get up and go off to school, and there was a period when I was in high school that you didn't wear uniforms anymore. They tried just regular clothing. And I'd wait for my sister to get up and go to school and then raid her drawers. And then put the clothes on and then come home from school and throw the clothes back in the drawer before she got home.
That was Mary.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you also had your grandmother around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Called Ma.
Ma. Ma. Ma. I called her Ma. Yeah. Yeah.
And Ma was a big influence, I think, on a lot of you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind soul.
She was what?
A very kind soul.
Very kind soul.
She was.
Now, she came from a big family herself?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Was
she
had like five girls?
It was like four boys and four girls, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. Something like that.
Yeah. Mm. Back then, there was no such thing as birth control.
And
people did have large families.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up as a kid, there were people in our neighborhood that had large families as well. So it wasn't unusual to have a large family back then.
Yeah. And when you grew up, getting around where it was in Boston, excuse me, was a lot of public transportation.
Oh, it was great.
Wherever you had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Boston all the time.
We didn't own a car.
Nope.
Yeah.
At all.
No, you didn't own a car.
Mm-mm. No. So you had to walk to the grocery store, you went. School, you had to walk.
I'll tell you, if today could go back the way we were when we were kids, I think life would be a lot easier. People, their expectations of having everything.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, that's the mentality today. Yeah. And we did fine.
Mm. Yeah.
We had nothing. We really did
fine. I mean, life was so much simpler.
Yeah.
It was tough raising children. At that time, the salaries weren't what they are today and stuff. So it really was tough, but it was simpler, much simpler. You know, there wasn't a lot of expectation. Like I said, today's with the electronics and stuff, everything is... People are so stressed out because these electronics are supposed to be helping you to simplify your life, but they just complicate them more.
Well, there's no family structure today. I mean, when growing up, we had to, we had church, Sunday dinner right after that.
Yeah.
You know, all the stores were closed on a Sunday. If you didn't have something, you didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that's taken away a lot of the family values, the convenience of everything today.
Yeah, that's one of the things I had posted on Facebook was that I learned to drive back then in the shopping center parking lot because on Sundays the stores were closed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you could learn, that's where you would learn to drive was in the parking lot, which you can't do today because they're open Sundays and some of them are open 24 hours, so there's never really any place. But that used to be the place to learn to drive was the shopping, which was then the grocery store, the big grocery store in town. Used to use their parking lot to learn to drive, which you can't do today. But in talking about going back then and compared to now, how much do you feel the influence of your family upbringing when you push that influence down on your children? Is that
absolutely 100%?
And do you how do you think that's affected? Do they feel that closeness? Do you think your children understand the closeness that you had?
Yeah, we all grew up with cousins around us and stuff. And when we all started to have our children, because we are so close, our children grew up together. Mm-hmm. So our children are also very close today. And now our children are having children.
All right, stop right there.
You don't want to think
showing
of that.
Showing our age. Come on now.
I remember years ago, because we had a couple of sisters that married servicemen, and then my brother was in the Army, and so the family, was all over the place. I mean, there was a few of us that kind of stayed and didn't divert anywhere, but when they'd come home from leave, you just roll over and make room in the bed for the rest of them, and I remember one year, it was the first time in, I think, 13 years, that my mother had all her children home for Christmas at the same time. And there were so many of us, we had to rent a hall.
Yeah, I remember that day. That was a freezing cold day.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember, Judy, your car, you had the problem with your oil filter was
no,
leaking.
That, wasn't that Kathy? I think that was... Yeah. Oh, no, you had a problem,
Judy's
too.
Car.
Yes.
It was your car. And I, luckily, I had a spare oil filter in my car.
Yeah, thank you.
That fit yours.
Yeah.
But I remember that day. It was a freezing cold day when we went by the Mystic River. The steam was coming off the river. That's how cold it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And didn't Kathy drive in from Connecticut with no heat and her four kids that day?
God.
Yeah. And it was a brutally cold day.
Yeah, that was the day all the children and their children. Yeah, it was a really, I remember that day.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
A very, very cold day, but it was...
Yeah.
It was a very memorable day.
Yeah.
And then there was the your younger sister Gina's wedding when you were all together.
Oh, yeah.
That's
that
right.
Picture.
Yes. Yeah.
It's another one when everybody was together for that for that wedding. Other than that, I don't think everybody's been together for anybody's wedding.
I think that's the last picture that my mother really got of all of us together.
The eight of her children together.
The eight of her children together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to the R&D Show on 1110 AM WCCM. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 978-687-8005 or 877-687-8005. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. Again, any questions, just give us a call. We have a talking about growing up in a big family.
Great memories, tell you.
You're looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at toppdentist.com. That's toppdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.boopa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Boopa, boop.
Are you looking for a...
Boop-bop, boop-bop. Boop-bop, boop-bop.
This is the R&D Show. Minus the D, Dan is on vacation. It's also his birthday, so if you know Dan, wish him a happy birthday. Give him a happy birthday on Facebook or just call him up and aggravate him while he's on vacation and say happy birthday, Dan. Have his phone ring off the hook. For not being here. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. And if you want to email us with a question, it's tips@boopa.com. And we're talking with the three of seven sisters, about growing up in a large family. And if you want to give us a call, it's 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. And earlier, Jumay mentioned about when everybody used to come home, how everybody would just roll over and everybody would squeeze in, which is something that they do now. I just want to let you know that. I mean, just recently, it was a couple of weeks ago, the family was all together for the aunt's, what was it, 80th birthday?
Yeah.
Down in Quincy. So, of course, all the sisters get together. They rent a room. They take the blow-up bed so that there's more room, and they all get together in the same room, having a good time, laughing their butts off, and that's what they do. They just, that was just the most recent one.
Yep.
We do.
Yeah.
And now that we have that blow-up bed, it's even more fun, right?
Yeah, because
I always crawl in with Judy and we spoon.
We do.
Oh, we have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday to Hope.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
We can't sing the whole song. because copyright issues.
Can you play some Golden Earring for me?
You know what? I'm glad you called because I was hoping you would call just so you would say Golden Earring.
There you go.
Because we had to say Golden. Where are you?
Well, we're getting ready to head up to the Mount Washington Resort. We're going to be staying at the Omni Hotel up there.
It's good to be the king, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We said happy birthday to your wife, too. Were you listening?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they said happy birthday, honey. But, so that's we're getting ready to head up that way, and looking forward to it. I've never been that close to Mount Washington before, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
You have the bike? You're taking the bike or the car?
No, I really wanted to, but the weather, you know, because of those, your wife's sisters and all that cursing the weather here on vacation week, I'm just going to have to take the car up, and we'll probably sit there, argue half the way up, but you know how it is.
Dan, when you come back, I'm going to look for that bumper sticker on your car that says, this car climbed Mount Washington.
No, my plan is to go up the Cog Railroad. That's what I've been wanting to do that for years, you know.
So bring some heavy clothing because it does get cold up there.
Has any of you ladies ever stayed up there?
Yes, I do.
Yes, we all have.
Is there anything that I should be aware of because I've never been, something that you might want to suggest to do or... anything like that?
Where are you going, the King
of
Mangus?
You might want us to meet you if you want to.
He was going up to Mount Washington.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, the Mount Washington Hotel up there.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The big hotel. Mm-hmm. You know,
is
I know.
Near the King of Mangus?
No. That's
way up. Well, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, it is.
It's on the other side.
That's
near, where did we go that time?
The Muddy Moose.
No, Cranmore. Yeah.
Dan, if you can find the Muddy Moose.
Go to the Muddy Moose. They got the best fries.
The Muddy Moose. Get your wife drunk like my wife was, and then you go in there and eat, and she goes, these are the best fries I ever had in the world.
Okay. All right.
That's what you have to do if you find the Muddy
Moose. That's not the place that sells calves' brains on the menu, does it?
No. Nothing like that.
Listen, I just wanted to say I come from a big family.
I was going
to
ask you that. That was my question. I was going to ask you, how many were in your family, Dan?
There were 9 of us, 6 boys, 3 girls.
Wow.
The girls had the reign of the house.
Now, that's right. Yeah.
It was all girls in your family, so I take it nobody ever got hit or anything.
Yep.
I wouldn't go there for.
Yeah, seriously.
It's the mother that did the hitting, right?
No, actually.
No.
Never hit.
Really?
No, it was us. No. We used to hit each other.
And then she used to.
And we still do.
Separate us.
All right. Well, that happened in my house, too. But see, the girls had the reign of the house where they could lie. They could say, oh, Danny threw a shoe at me or something. And I'd get beat up for it.
No, we didn't have that.
Even if I was just sitting in the corner reading a comic book.
Dan, I know you. I think you threw the shoe and then picked up the comic book.
I thought about throwing it several times.
So what did you guys, how many bathrooms did you have?
What's that?
How many bathrooms did you have?
We had 2.
Oh, so you were lucky.
You were lucky.
But there was also one down in the basement, kind of like a little hidden room down there that just had a toilet in it, you know.
So that was for the guys?
Yeah, exactly.
That was for whoever was hiding down there.
So do you relate to a lot of this growing up in a large family?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, life was back then, and, you know, you didn't have all this modern stuff, which, personally, I like a lot of the modern comforts, you know. I love the internet. Ron, you can vouch for that. I like the cell phone thing, but sometimes I wish we could just step back in time and enjoy that, you know, because it was definitely, I'm glad I lived that, and, you know, what you were saying, Ron, about learning how to drive in a parking lot, I taught my daughter how to drive over at the old Methuen Mall.
Yeah.
The mall was closed on Sundays.
Right.
And that was like driving around streets over there, you know?
That's it, yeah. Because you could, there'd be nothing in the way, and the only thing you could hit would be a light pole if you really needed to.
That's right. But listen, my wife is complaining that I'm hogging the show. But let her say hello to the ladies. Hang on.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie. Good morning.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Is that fun?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. We have fun no matter where we are.
Okay, come join us then.
Charlie, were you from a big family?
One of five.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good size.
Mm-hmm. Sisters?
Yeah. All girls?
All girls.
Oh, that's awesome. So you must relate to a lot of this.
Oh, I do. One bathroom, too.
One bathroom, yep.
Sharing the same clothes?
Yep, probably.
What was that?
I said sharing the same clothes?
Hand-me-downs. Exactly.
Yep.
You had to change your school clothes before you could go out and play.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
That's it. Good.
And there was no sleeping past 9 o'clock on the weekend.
No.
Right.
No.
9 a.m.?
I clean the house for you.
I was just going to say that. You get up and you helped clean.
Yep. Yep.
My mother used to say, many hands make for light work.
See?
Yeah, my father used to say, mother has the weekends off.
Yeah.
My mother never did.
Good. All right.
We used to go on Sunday drives. That part I didn't like.
Yeah.
You didn't like the Sunday drives?
Neither did JoJo.
It was boring. There was nothing open. How much countryside could you see?
Right.
Well, see, I remember as a kid, we used to drive up to New Hampshire because we had, my mother and father had friends who had a, like a cottage in Methuen. So we used to drive up to New Hampshire and they used to, you know, we used to go up there on Sundays. It was like every Sunday we'd drive up to Methuen. So,
yeah.
Which, I mean, you guys were right next door to New Hampshire, so didn't you grow up in Methuen, Lawrence area?
Lawrence, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
We'd have to go way up in New Hampshire. And he didn't like to listen to the radio in the car.
Well, wouldn't you lose the signal back then?
I don't know. I would just be like, oh, God. Take the other sister this week. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, you guys have a wonderful vacation.
Yeah, enjoy your trip up to New Hampshire.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Dan.
Have a good week.
And Ron, I notice you are behaving. He's not like that when I'm on the show.
Well, Dan, I mean, when Charlie was here, you were the same way. Because you didn't have me to aggravate you, and you're not here to aggravate me. So,
that's,
I mean,
absolutely true.
That's why we're a team.
You know what the problem is, Dan?
You're doing good. What's that?
I said the problem is he doesn't have a chance with us girls. So
he's
always taking a backseat.
Right, Dan?
Did he bring in anything to eat or anything?
No, he didn't. We only have coffee.
I was picturing him walking in with bags of food and stuff, which he never does for me. Okay.
No, right, you just bring food in for yourself, but that's okay.
Listen, you guys are having a good show. It's great. I will be back next week, and stay cool, but don't freeze, I guess.
Hey, Dan, while I got you, just remember the 23rd. That's a day that we're going to have to be together. That's the tech rehearsal.
Sounds good.
Okay?
All right.
While I got you.
Take care, everybody, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
So what we were talking about prior was... how you guys now, when you travel, because I guess the recent trips were Quincy, and then there was Ohio.
Yep.
And I think all of you were together in Ohio.
Yeah.
Quincy wasn't everybody, but Ohio was. And then there was the Florida trip.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that was
which fun. Is the same thing.
All the sisters.
All of us.
Yeah. Now, Ohio was your nephew, so there was the hotel next door.
Yeah.
Yep.
That
plus his house.
Plus his house. So you shared, and again,
both
it was
spaces.
Okay, so everybody was together sharing.
Yep.
And
there was 9 of us girls with my nephew.
With my nephew, yeah. So
he
was,
my God.
But that was okay because he was the oldest of all the grandchildren.
So he was used
so
to
he
us.
Was accustomed to being around all of us.
Yeah.
So yep.
He had a good time, actually. He was more worried about us not having fun.
Yeah.
He was afraid of entertaining us. And we had a blast.
But he's just like one of us, really. I mean, he just goes with the flow. I mean,
just gets right in there and does whatever.
You just get right with the flow, you know, that's how he is.
So, anything special happening in Ohio when you were there?
Like what?
When I fell?
What? When you fell?
When I fell.
What'd you do?
I tried to beat them home.
To the hotel?
Yeah.
Because it was in his, actually the hotel was right in his backyard. His backyard.
You could go through, you could cut through. So Joanne decides she was going to drive, and I said, I'm going to beat them. And all she had to do was go around the corner. But unbeknownst to me, Joanne missed the street. So they weren't even close. And I ran and ran and ran, and it was soaking wet. And there was like a drop. And as I went to run, I missed my footing. And like sliding into home base, I almost hit the building. I'm not kidding. Oh, my God. But it was fun. But I made it back in time.
Were you muddy?
Yep, I was really messed up.
It was muddy, all right.
So you didn't beat them. Oh, you did beat them.
Of course
you did.
I did. Yeah.
What about in Florida? What happened in Florida?
Florida, your daughter came with us to that trip because your daughter was going off to visit her friend down in Sarasota. So she came and spent a couple of days with us. And lo and behold, the first day we get there, she told us all, I got a present for you. And then she comes out, after everybody settles in, and she comes out with this massive bag of Depends. Because one of us always has an accident. Yep. Because we laugh so hard, one of us has an accident.
And Ellen forgot to wear hers that one.
Yes, she did.
Was it in Florida where the woman wanted to adopt you? Was that
yes? Florida? When we went on the cruise, we went on that little gambling cruise.
Yep.
And they wanted to take us home, all of us. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're all together. We did the whole cruise together. Yeah.
That was with all the sisters.
Yeah. We took the bus.
I think what it is like we entertain each other so much that we spend most of our time laughing, and we get into hysterics where we cannot stop laughing. And the more you try to stop, the harder you laugh. And people around us see this and say, oh, my God, they're having such a good time. And then they gravitate towards us, you know, and then they want to be in on it. But laughing is fun. It's, you know, it's what we do
it's
best.
It's good therapy.
It is.
Good. Well, laughing is supposed to be good therapy because it makes, I guess, splits all the bad vibrations out of your body. It makes you feel
changes your karma.
Makes you changes your karma. Now, the Quincy trip, which was recently, what happened on that one? Nothing special, or no?
We had a blast.
Yeah, we did. We had a very good time.
I met everybody early. I got them.
Right.
Yeah. I got there at noon and went right to the bar.
Yep.
End of story.
Need I say more? Well, we didn't have to drive. I'm usually the driver, truthfully. I'm the designated driver all the time. So it was fun that I could have a couple of drinks and not worry about driving. So to me, it was.
Sorry, like you rented a hall? They rented a hall for this or this get together?
No, it's in a hotel.
Yeah, it was at the
hotel. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Quincy Adams Inn. Was really nice. Yeah. They have a gazebo, and that's where it took place. It was really nice. The night was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't ask for better weather. It was just really nice.
Yeah.
So we had the hotel room with the blow-up bed.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, and is that what you're referring to, what happened?
No. What?
What, me, my bed bug issues?
There was no bed bugs. Let me just point that out.
No, no.
I work in mental health, and there's a lot of my clients right now are having issues with bed bugs, as is the majority of the country. It's an epidemic. And I just can't go and sleep anywhere because I just have it stuck in my head. And
it's a phobia now.
It is a phobia. And well, I was on the bed, and Judy decided she was going to sleep on the blow-up
bed.
But
there's a reason why. There was Gina, Teresa in one bed, you and Kathleen in another, and Jen, that's me. Because
right.
Kathleen could sleep with you she can't sleep with me, right?
Right, because you snore.
Okay.
So yeah, big snoring issues in this family, too.
So Joanne lays there and kicking her legs. I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. She rolls, she goes, and now the blow-up bed was right next to her bed, like up against the wall, kind of. It was like kind of in a little spot.
And it was a twin-sized.
Yeah, yeah, it was a twin. So she turned around and she, move over. Come on, I'm getting in. Her and I are on this little twin bed, we all laughing. Oh, but like we were five again.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
But I, you know, really going back, I give a lot of credit to my mother. My mother was, she was a simple woman. She had a lot of children. She was going to make sure that nothing happened to her daughters. She was a strict woman. You know, we didn't get to be out late at night and stuff like that. I mean, I remember being 13, 14 years old. By 6, 7 o'clock at night, I was showered or bathed and in pajamas, watching all my friends out, you know, around the neighborhood playing and stuff. But her girls were in the house, and that's where, you know, they were, and she knew they were safe, and that was it. It was funny because I remember growing up saying, oh, my God, when I have my kids, I'm not going to be like her. My kids are going to do this, do that. And every time I opened my mouth, once I had my children, out come my mother.
Sure. Yeah. Wasn't a bad thing.
No, it wasn't.
No, she was, if people, guys always kid about their mother-in-law. My mother-in-law wasn't like that at all.
She was wonderful.
A great woman.
She just had so much love in her heart. She put her own needs on the back burner for not only her children and her sister's children, but all of our friends and
people she just met. She would like Christmas would come around and she would like buy everybody a Christmas present.
Yeah. Or she always had enough food that she could throw a dish on the table and seat somebody else. Yeah.
Now Mom Butterma.
Yeah.
She was your mother's mother.
Mother. Yeah.
And she's the one that your cousins more or less stayed with, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they needed an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they stayed with Mom. But your mother was...
They lived upstairs.
They lived upstairs. We lived downstairs.
Yeah.
That's too close.
But your mother was the enforcer for both families?
Pretty much.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ma was older.
She was older. Yeah.
So you could get away more
You could get away with nothing with Ma.
Oh, really?
No, because you never disrespected Ma.
No.
Oh, okay.
You never did anything like that to my mom.
No. And I remember, too, as we were young kids, I mean, my mother would drag us on the train and would go over to my grandmother's sisters or my grandmother's sister-in-law's. Some of them were bedridden for whatever medical reasons and would have to go clean their homes and stuff like that. I mean, that's what you did as a kid. You just got
helped
in there
people.
And you helped people. You know, you did what you could to help whatever, whoever.
Which is, I have to say this, is that it's obvious today because of the way whenever anything happens, how they all get together. And really, everybody just pitches in and does what needs to be done.
We pull together.
Yeah.
We do.
It was a good upbringing from my point of view, from what I've seen so far.
The best is yet to come.
So far,
but like I said, it is a life sentence, so however many years that is left, I don't know.
I think you did pretty good.
I do, too.
Thank you, Bruce. I think he's done amazingly well.
He's been an unbelievable brother-in-law.
Great.
Anything you ever need, Ron's always there for all of us.
That's nice.
See, it's a mutual admiration society.
It is. But no, Ron's like a brother. I don't look at him as like a brother-in-law. He's like a brother to me. So he's been around almost as long as I have.
No.
Kidding, we're the same age.
See, I've known Junie as long as she's known me. So.
Exactly.
Now, when you're... Earlier you mentioned about your sisters being married to people in the service, and there was trips as a kid to, like, San Diego, if I remember.
We went to San Francisco.
Yeah. San Francisco. Yeah. Okay.
God, I was 16.
Yep.
That was our first trip on an airplane. And
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you all went?
Yeah, the three of us went, and then
a friend of ours.
Wow. A friend of ours, her mom had just passed. So my mother and my father just... decided to let her go with us.
Yeah.
To give her a break because it's been hard on her. So her mother had cancer.
And that was your that was Kathy's.
Yeah. That was Kathy's house we went to. Yep.
Because her husband was in the Navy.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now Ellen's was in the Air Force.
Okay.
And you had now Kathy had a peculiar pet at that time.
Yeah, she had the monkey. Oh. No, not then. She didn't have
the monkey before she went to California.
I bet she adopted Mr.
Chips.
Yeah.
She used to keep him in diapers.
Yeah. Jeez. Put little clothes on him.
A pet monkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chips. One of those little tiny.
It's like a squirrel. What do they call them?
Rhesus
monkey? A spider monkey.
Spider monkey?
Something like a spider monkey.
You know, like...
Yeah.
The one with the jack in the box kind of organ grinder?
Yeah, organ grinder. That kind
of. The hat and the cup?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Treat Gina now owns that hat, I think.
The other night.
We found that hat for Gina.
The monkey hat?
Oh, yeah.
We got pictures. It's on Facebook soon.
Oh.
Now, the other, we touched on this briefly, but shopping, everything back then, which I'm sure around here was the same thing, there was a lot of corner stores, which were mom and pop stores. Now it's a lot, what you see today is the
grocery chains.
Yeah, it's chain like White Hen or, you know, 7-Elevens, DeMoulas, Stop and Shop, whatever. But back then, there was a lot of the local butcher shops, donut shops, candy stores on the corner, which...
We had Delmar's Donuts, and they had the best penny candy. Oh.
Penny candy?
Penny
candy. Yeah, penny candy.
And you used to get sometimes three candies for a penny. But that's like the bonus.
Yeah, penny.
Now, today, you would get... 6 ounces for probably $4.95.
They charge a dime for it. Go figure.
Penny candy for a dime.
Yeah.
And the other interesting one I think was the butcher shop, right?
Oh, that was
Central Meat Market. Then there was Blundo's.
Blundo's on Chelsea Street.
I mean, and those were places that you'd go to get the evening's meal. Go get the fresh meat, and it would be cooked the same. Which I mean, today you go to the grocery store, you don't know how long it's been packaged or...
Everything was great from that
place. Yeah, I mean, because everything was cut fresh there. Mm-hmm. Which I guess economically, mom and pop stores can't do that anymore because you can't compete with the big chains, which is... And the reason why I'm bringing that up is one of the things we like to do here is promote local businesses. So if there are, you know, local businesses around here, wherever you are, if you're listening to us, do support your local businesses because they need your support. I mean they really can't compete against the Walmarts and the Targets of the world today. Not that there's anything wrong with Walmarts and Targets because sometimes they're the only places that you can get what you need, but local stores are the mom and pop stores, they really need your help. So if you can shop your local mom and pop stores, it would we would appreciate it. I mean, and tell them you heard us, support them, because that's what we do. I know our earliest show, there's Man Orchards right here in Methuen that they support all the time. They've expanded quite a bit, and they got a lot of stuff there now. But support your local businesses. That's one of the things we promote here. We got a few minutes left. Any closing thoughts from anybody? Anybody have any story that they haven't told that they would like to tell us? Some hidden gem that
we so many. I don't
yeah,
know.
There's
so
many.
Many. We'll be here for decades.
No, just enjoy your family. If you've got sisters and brothers,
right,
enjoy them. Life's too short.
Life
any
too
grandparents
short.
Here? Any grandkids?
Yep.
Yeah.
Her
I
how many?
I have two.
Two?
Yeah.
You?
I have two boys.
No, my daughter's they don't have any children.
No.
Married, no children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had, my grandmother had 26 grandchildren and I'm trying to think.
18 great-great or something like that.
Yeah, it's just like I said earlier, our immediate family with our children and their children, there's about 100 of us.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
And you can't take a day. It's got to be a 3-day event.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It has to be a 3-day event.
Yeah.
Just to get everybody together.
Yeah, exactly.
Just no, because then nobody knows when to go home.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Open and close the place.
She's the one that went to the bar first.
Yeah. She's the scout.
She is.
She scouts out the bar.
And I did good, though, because we had a really good time.
Anything else from anybody before we... What do we got left here? We got 2 minutes left. Anybody have anything?
Oh, I remember a time when we went to the Butterman's wedding. And we stayed in Connecticut in a hotel. And the bride was getting ready in the hotel, and there was a fire in the hotel at 8 o'clock. Everybody had to evacuate.
Wow.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, well, you had to see some sights. Let me tell you, it wasn't pretty.
Nobody got hurt, right?
No.
Families? No. You're talking to family sights?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the sights of some of the family, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because we all have this thing that we don't go out unless our hair's in place that and the other thing. So you had to see us that morning.
2 hours. Yep. I thought that was a funny situation.
Yeah, Joanne does not go out even to the corner store for anything unless her hair is done.
All right, it's okay.
So we have to always build that time into whatever we have planned.
Okay.
We're taking it to the hairdressers right after here.
Well, we've been talking about growing up in a big family. You've been listening to the R&D Show. We're here every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10. And this is WCCM, 1110 AM. And please, shop your local businesses. Give us a call next week. We'll be here. And we'll see you next week. Dan, enjoy your birthday. Joanne, enjoy your birthday this Saturday. Happy birthday to Jackson last Friday. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.